I'm Caitlin. I'm from Jefferson City, and I'm Riley's mom.
She turned 5. Actually, she had been wetting the bed and drinking a lot, and I thought she was just trying to get out of bed, and potty training her had been really hard anyway. And I scheduled an appointment for a Tuesday to see her pediatrician. And the doctor I was looking for, because I'm the nurse, I was talking to her, and she said, you know, that sounds like diabetes. You need to get her in now. And I called her pediatrician, who happens to be a type 1 diabetic. And he was like, I will see her on my lunch break. Bring her in now. And of course, I was terrified. I took her up there. Sure enough, her blood sugar was at like 700 and something. Her ketones were off the chart, which they measure in her urine, which basically can lead to something called DKA or diabetic ketoacidosis. It can actually put her in a coma and it will kill her. We were sent straight to Women's and Children's. We spent a week and a half there because getting her blood sugar under control was impossible. And I remember Child Life coming in the day she got diagnosed. I had just finished the kind of crash course they give you in the hospital, how to take care of a child with diabetes. And I was very overwhelmed and I was just crying. And Child Life walked in to practice with her, but she was asleep. And she kind of looked at me and she's like, what's wrong, mom? And I was like, oh, no, you're here for her. And she goes, no, let me talk to you. And we actually sat there and talked for about an hour and I cried. And she helped me get that courage to take on the new lifestyle that we were going to have because diabetes, people mostly don't think about it being so deadly, but it's almost killed her way more than I'd like to admit. She has hypothyroidism, which is an autoimmune disease now, too. And she also got diagnosed with celiac, which is also an autoimmune. Because she has type 1 diabetes, which is considered an autoimmune disorder, it puts her at high risk of getting basically any type of autoimmune. It's messed with her eyes. She needs glasses now. She's even got a large optical nerve caused by the diabetes that makes her at a higher risk for glaucoma and developing it. So she has to have her diabetes eye exam every year to check on that and make sure that it's not, you know, doing anything it's not supposed to. We have a family history of lupus, and we're hoping that that doesn't happen to her, of course. But we're just kind of going day by day, and if it's something else that's added on, we handle it and we take care of it the way we need to do. They take great care of her. They pretty much spoil her rotten while we're there. I have to kind of unspoil her when we get home, which I'll take it because the kid deserves it, to be completely honest.
I'm Caitlin from Jefferson City. I'm Riley's mom, and I believe in miracles.